All right, well, you've heard us talk about on this program at length the fact that we're 80,000, maybe 100,000 drivers short for trucks across this country. It's part of the big exacerbating problem for the pandemic, for the supply chain, for inflation. You can't get the things moved. They talk about the ships sitting off Long Beach in Los Angeles, but really the big problem is getting enough drivers to move it around by truck. And now Canada put in a vaccine requirement at its border over the weekend. We're going to do the same as the Biden administration this coming weekend, meaning you must be fully vaccinated to drive an 18-wheeler over the border. The problem is only about half the drivers on the road today are vaccinated, and a lot of them, they have no plan of ever doing this. This will be a huge disaster for the country, so says my next guest, Brian Hitchcock. He's the president of the Michigan Trucking Association. Brian, good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Steve.
Always good to talk to you. We've talked a number of times during the pandemic about supply chain issues, about the challenges and truck drivers and the pay rates that are going up. And you are also the CEO of a trucking company, so you see it firsthand. But this right here could cripple the supply chain in ways we haven't even seen yet, right?
That is very true. It is very, after 40-some years of crossing that border myself with our trucking company, I can't imagine what it's going to be like if we start to disrupt the supply.
So, in fact, they've already started turning drivers around at the border.
Yeah, correct. We were well aware we shouldn't come over. I mean, it's been going in effect since October. And, you know, we voluntarily asked people to get vaccinated. But, again, it's a choice. And then, you know, they went and mandated it. So when they mandated it, you know, drivers just turn away and there's enough other freight in the country to go do that.
Well, no question. With 80 or 100,000 positions less than we started the year 2020 with, a lot of opportunities for drivers to make $80,000 or $100,000 out there. They don't have to drive across the Canadian border to get that done. They can do it all over the place. And honestly, going across the border is kind of a hassle. So a lot of these drivers will just say, I'll do something else. So what is the practical effect of this, Brian? I mean, there's food, there's car parts, there's new vehicles, all sorts of things. Timber, all sorts of things go back and forth. In fact, Canada is our biggest trading partner, right?
That is the biggest trading partner in the U.S. It borders 32 states. There's constant freight moving across 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There's $45 billion worth of goods every month translated back and forth.
So what's going to happen? I mean, honestly, Joe Biden's following suit. Half of your drivers aren't vaccinated. They're not going to do it. I mean, it's got to be more devastating for Canada, but it's going to be devastating for the U.S.
Yeah, it's going to be devastating on both sides. And again, it's going to come to reality just like it did on the West Coast when you couldn't get the containers out of the sea. Oh, what'd we do wrong? One of the things the administration said, oh, we'll send the National Guard in. Well, they can't drive. They don't have trucks. You know, this is all set up to be by design in some of ways of my feelings is we just continue to cripple our country instead of help our country.
How devastating is this for a company like your own? Tell folks about your company. How many drivers, how many employees do you have that you run every day?
We're running about 40 employees at this time, and we've gone down since the pandemic about 12 employees, 15 employees, just to the things that have changed during the pandemic. But we've never lost sight of what we haul. I mean, we haul your goods to your table, your food. We're mainly a liquid company, but we're also a beverage company, so we take a lot of food products. We also haul a lot of animal feeds. The animals do not stop eating. They didn't know there was an epidemic. They continue to eat. Our drivers continue to stay in their truck cabs, take food from home, haul all that. We haul the energy sector for your diesel exhaust fluid, for your diesel engines, to your diesel pickups, to new cars being or new trucks being constructed. We haul to power plants to take an off-site liquid chemical that helps take the smog out of the air. And all the agricultural fertilizer that's needed to do the planting season in less than 90 days.
I mean, it's across the board. Yeah. It is across the board that all of these things are going to happen. And, I mean, you've probably talked to your drivers. If they say they've got to have a vaccination going to Canada, I'm guessing their answer is no, thank you.
the ones that don't want to be vaccinated is definitely the answer you get. The ones that are vaccinated said, if the border gets too long, it gets to be too big a hassle. You know, my boss, you know what I'm going to tell you, boss? I don't want to sit over there. I said, well, I'll pay you, but it's the inconvenience of setting in line for 3 hours or 5 hours, whatever we did before when there was border crisis. No bathrooms, no way of getting out of line. These guys are just stuck in this line. Canada and the U.S. have done great things to strengthen that border crossing. We pre-cross everything. So when we get there, it crosses on the license plate. And we don't, there's no question what the driver is, what we got on. That customs officer knows on both sides what we're doing. It's been a great achievement. But when you back traffic up because of things like not having a vaccine or we got to check everyone, all of a sudden the efficiency goes out the window.
Right, it's all done.
Yep.
It's all done.
We've seen this weekend, 3 hour lineups, from no lineups to three hour lineups this weekend. Today is better, but still isn't.
So what's it going to take? I mean, what's it going to take? Inflation of 15%? No food on the table? Cows going hungry? What's it going to take, Brian? Brian Hitchcock here with me. He is the president of the Michigan Trucking Association. I mean, I don't see any silver lining here. I'll give you the last word.
Right. And our Canadian friends feel the same way. The people I've done business with for 35 years over there, they feel like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what they're thinking. So it's going to be a wake-up of our governments to realize what they've done, I believe, in my opinion. And we're going to have to, to not impose this restriction. And the thing I can't stress enough today, and we have this pre-pandemic, everything was running at 110%. I don't care where you worked or what you did. Our country was thriving. And we were on time with everything. And that all went to a crisis like we've seen in the Depression. How many years is it going to take for us to get back there is the question. We can't build cars because we don't have chips. We can't build semis because we don't have tires. It just goes on. The list I could say is going on.
It just goes on and on and on. And Brian Hitchcock, we'll be back in touch to talk more about this as it unfolds. Thank you for being here.
No problem, Steve. Thank you for asking.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back.